who?
Hello, all. This is November 16, 2016, the meeting of the PNB Personnel Committee. And this is Janet Coburn. The chair is not available to call the meeting to order. So I will be doing that and calling the roll. So I'll start with Coburn is present. Novick?
Present.
Present. Roberts?
Present.
Castanave? I don't hear Castanave. Brown?
Present.
Present. Goodman?
Present.
Present. Bethune? Not present, or I don't hear Bethune. Norman? Can't hear Norman. Wilkinson? Can't hear Wilkinson. So quorum is five. We have five, so we have reached quorum.
This is Serene.
Serene, yeah?
Yeah, so both Adriana and Wesley are at a KCFT LSC meeting, and Margie had previously indicated to me that she was not going to be here tonight. So I'm not asking for excused absences for anyone, although it's the two people who are involved in governance meetings, clearly, but just for the record.
Right, and also for the record, Tony just notified me he's in a meeting. I don't know what meeting, but in any case. But excused absences don't apply to committees.
It hasn't stopped anybody from asking, though.
Right. So we should elect a pro tem chair for tonight.
This is Serene.
Yes?
I nominate Michael Novick.
Thanks.
Okay, any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right, so Michael, you're it.
Okay, thank you, I guess. So Adriana did send out a draft agenda, and I'll read it for the stream and for people who haven't seen it yet. It's called to order, roll call, election of a pro tem secretary, agenda approval, minutes approval, update on the CFO search, and then number seven is the ED search, discussion of the last two ED job descriptions and the review that I did of the comparison of the two of them and a timeline. Number eight is adjourned. There's no time limit set for those items. Does someone want to move the agenda? I guess that's how we do it, right?
Sorry, I was muted, but moving it. I moved the agenda.
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Well, I move that an agenda item be added for the committee to discuss the priority of hiring a CFO versus an ED. I mean, that one at a time, but, you know, we have been kind of going on the assumption that we would be hiring both, it seems, and so I think we should discuss the priority of one over the other. So I'm emailing that as an amendment to the agenda.
Did you want to put that after 5 minutes of Google and before the update of the CFO search?
After five, sure.
Any objection to that amendment?
And how much time is that?
I don't know. 5 minutes?
I have no objection.
Okay. So hearing none, we'll say that that's added to the agenda as a new item 6, and then 6 becomes 7, 7 becomes 8, and 8 becomes 9. Sorry, any objection to the agenda as amended? We didn't really set times for anything else, but I think we can dispense with a lot of it quickly.
Janet?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a... Oh. No, never mind.
Okay, so hearing no objections, the agenda as amended is approved. Are there any minutes? I sent a note in the last meeting, but I guess the election of pro temp secretary first, according to the agenda.
I nominate Janet Coburn.
And Janet Coburn declines.
Don't be like that, Janet.
I have just too much work to do. Sorry, with being PNB secretary.
I nominate John Goodman.
I am very good at a lot of things, but I am horrible at being secretary. I am sorry. I nominate Serene Roberts.
I don't think we have an option. Okay. Unhappily.
Thank you, Serene.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I was saying, I don't think I saw any minutes. Let me take a look at my email again. Dan Bell's recall seeing minutes for the last meeting?
I don't recall seeing any in the past few days, and if they came last month, I may not have read them, so I would propose we not search, because we're probably going to have to table them anyway.
Okay. I'll consider the motion to postpone consideration of minutes. Any objection to that? Hearing none, we have the update. Oh, I'm sorry, we have the new item 6, the priority. Janet, did you want to speak to that issue?
Yeah, well, it's hard enough to work on one hire. No less two. And I think we should focus on or prioritize one over the other. And I would myself prioritize hiring a CFO, since we do have an interim ED. We don't have an interim CFO. We don't have anyone doing the CFO function, except the IED is being tasked with some of that, and the IED has more than she can than can be handled by any one individual as it is. So,
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Jan.
I'd like to make a motion to that effect that the priority of the personnel committee should be focused on hiring a CFO, and we can secondarily develop the ED job description, but that the CFO be our priority, if we need a motion to that effect.
This is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
So, I guess the point is that we want to take this to the PNB to ask that they assert their understanding of the priorities of the committee, in which case I think, I don't know, did you email something, Dan, or?
I haven't. I will. So let's maybe take a moment to discuss whether or not we need to have a motion to this effect. I mean, I honestly don't know, and I'm just asking everybody else who is a little more experienced in this area, in the PNB, matters of the PNB, as to whether or not we need a motion or not.
I'm not very experienced on the PNB. This is Michael. I'm not very experienced on the PNB either, but in terms of this committee, I think that the effective order has been that we've gotten further along with the CFO search than with the ED search. Because I think we've already approved or proposed a job description for the CFO. So in a sense, we're sort of working on that priority. Janet, did you want to speak?
Yeah, just that there was a motion that the PNB passed that we, this committee, had brought to the PNB with a list of the what the mission of this, I can't think of the word, it's not mission, of this committee is, you know, what are the different things this committee should be working on, and that was approved, but it did not include priorities of, and so the CFO hire was one, I believe the ED hire was another, etc. So it's not, I would agree that this should be, we should take this to the PNB and ask for the PNB's what the PNB thinks should happen.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Jan, do you want to?
Yeah,
I'm. Do you want help framing your motion, or you're doing it?
Well, I'll just draft it. I'll figure something out. So let
okay,
me
great.
Make sure who we have on the. We have Serene, Janet, Nancy.
No.
Naritomi?
No.
Michael?
No.
Who is
this is
Nancy Sorda?
Board members only. Just use the your if you're trying to make up a you're trying to address your email.
Yes.
Just use the same post that Adriana first sent out with the agenda, and that Janet just used.
Fine. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah. Take the reply all on that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
This is Michael. I guess I'm not completely clear what prioritizing means in this context. I mean, we are further advanced with the CFO process.
Janet?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so with either of the processes, just let's say one at a time, with each one, we have to do a job description. We have to do a advertising the job, and then we have to request for, you know, well, we will get applications hopefully, and then arrange interviews and for this committee, and then also for the PNB. You know, there's a timeline for all these different tasks for hiring a particular, you know, either one. And that's a lot of work. And so doing both of them at the same time is, I mean, it's from the experience that I've had, and I think others who have been on this committee in the past, just one, doing one is just takes up extra time. You know, it's not just, oh, you know, every month we can meet and get it all done. It's a lot of work. So prioritizing would be to choose one, and you know, that would be the priority. And then the other one would be after that, or, you know, a sort of secondary focus. Does that help, Michael?
I guess. I mean, did we forward through the PMB a job description for CFO, and was that approved, or are we just operating on the existing one? I don't remember what happened with that.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
I know the committee had approved a job description. I don't remember whether or not we'd forwarded it to the PNB. In fact, I don't think we made substantial changes from the last job description, so we may not have even needed to go to the PNB. What we did send to the PNB, what we asked for was approval of the budget of however many, it was a couple of thousand dollars. But it was, again, the same amount that had been used in the last search. It's simply that apparently the PNB did not get to it. I don't know. My recollection is that we sort of did, but maybe we just talked about it on the agenda, you know, the agenda massage, and didn't actually get to discuss it. But that's sort of where that lies. So in terms of your previous question about what essentially is the point of prioritizing, I think it's good for us to have a shared understanding of what the committee is doing. Obviously, there are certain things that we can put together, right, and certain other things that have to be done separately. It just means that it's not that we're going to put down one entirely until the other process is finished. We're going to continue working on both, but the thrust is to get the CFO in place. I agree with the motion, but the thrust has to be to get the CFO in place first.
So, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I'm just wondering, Jan, what's the progress of your posting motion?
I'm writing it. I'm taking into account what people are saying, and it'll be finished in a second. But I'll just read what I have so far. Whereas Pacifica has needs to locate candidates to fill the position of.
He wouldn't remember me, but I
Chief Financial Officer and Executive Director, and whereas Pacifica currently has an interim Executive Director but no CFO, therefore be it resolved that the first priority of the committee is to get the CFO position filled. And my question is, are we asking I have an idea. Why don't we keep going and we can come back to this? Why don't we go to other items and then we can come back to this when I have it done? I'm just trying to get it. I have an idea of how to get directed from the PNB.
Oh. Wesley Bethune on the call.
Hey, Wesley.
Hello.
This is Serene. I understand the intent, but I think once a motion is made, the motion is made, and then it can be improved, you know, by the writer or by someone else on the committee. But I don't like motions that are made and then evolve into, you know, something else.
Okay, withdraw my motion because I don't think it was well crafted, and I would like to replace it with a motion that I think better represents what the committee is really intending to do. So I withdraw my motion.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, I just wanted to fill in, Wesley. Wesley, we're considering the question of whether to prioritize or how to prioritize the CFO search over the ED search. Go ahead, Janet.
So my idea now, you know, after listening to this discussion, for the language of a motion would be something like the personnel committee has decided or to prioritize the thrust of hiring when it comes to the CFO versus the ED, the hiring of a CFO, and request the PNB to approve that, something like that.
That's where I'm going, yeah.
The
personnel committee hereby requests that the PNB direct the committee as to the priority that they would like these searches to take place in, or something like that. So that's why I want to finish writing it, so it's a little
bit
less clunky.
Janet, may I respond again?
Mm-hmm.
Michael?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So rather than asking the PNB to decide, another way to do this would be to say that the committee has decided and is requesting the PNB to approve the decision.
Okay.
This is Michael. I think the simplest language would be to say that the Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB that the hiring process of the CFO be prioritized over that of the ED.
And request approval by the
PNB. My beginning language was the Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB that. So,
I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, I'm hearing motions from lots of different people. I don't know where we are. Is someone writing a motion, or can I send a written motion? We have to have specific language, otherwise we'll just keep going in circles.
I think Janet was trying to complete some written language. Go ahead, Janet.
No, well, I mean, I also don't know who's actually is writing this up, because Jan had originally volunteered, but then she said she wasn't going to do it. And anyway, I don't personally care who writes it up. It's important that we do have something written up, but it shouldn't be just that this committee recommends to the PNB, blah, blah, blah. It should also include that this committee requests the PNB approve that, something like that.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I sent a motion a minute ago. Can folks look at it, amend it, or whatever, and we can move to the next item? Not that I'm rushing you off the phone or anything, but.
Chair, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So can Serene read the motion into the record? Or somebody? I can read it, or... Serene?
Sure. Serene's motion, maybe she should read it.
The PNB Personnel Committee requests that the PNB affirm its understanding that the committee's priority in hiring shall be identification of a pool of CFO candidates before a pool of IED candidates.
Okay, is that satisfactory to people?
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
it's not clear to me what some of these pronouns relate to. So I think that the pronouns, like, affirm its understanding. I'm not sure if that's the PNB's understanding or the personnel committee's understanding.
The pronoun is for the noun closest to it, which in this case is the PNB.
Okay. So that the PNB affirmed the PNB's understanding that the committee's priority in hiring shall be identification of a pool of CFO candidates, and before a pool of IED candidates. So it would be ED candidates. And
right, absolutely.
And I don't think it's really clear what a pool of CFO candidates before a pool of ED candidates exactly means. So that, to me, that just needs...
Would you prefer the words ahead of a pool of...
Maybe first priority shall be identification of a pool of CFO candidates and... After that, a pool of ED candidates.
This is Michael. I just revised the language slightly and sent it again. My suggestion is the PNB Personnel Committee requests that the PNB authorize the committee to prioritize the identification of a pool of CFO candidates before a pool of ED candidates.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So I'm not sure why the pool of candidates is the determining prioritization. I think the hiring process should be the priority of one over the other. So and I'm putting together language to, I'm trying to say that.
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead, Shireen.
Okay, so I see a motion here from Jan, and I see an email from you as well. And now Janet is offering an amendment to, I guess, to what? I don't know where we are. It looks like...
Okay, so Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
Ignore mine. It was like sent right kind of before I knew yours was coming. It was just kind of at the same time. So I'm happy to work on this one. And I'm,
yeah,
and
so definitely... Technically speaking, Jen withdrew her motion. You made a motion, Serene. I'm proposing an amendment, and I think Jen is offering a second amendment. And as soon as we see that, we'll discuss that and vote on something.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what I have. May I...
Sure, go ahead.
The Personnel Committee requests that the PNB affirm its understanding that the committee's priority regarding a hiring process for a CFO and an ED be such that the CFO be given priority.
Hiring of a CFO be given priority, maybe.
Yes.
Did you send that, or are you typing?
Not yet. Almost.
Okay.
If you haven't sent it yet, could you just say prioritize as opposed to going around the circles and ending up with begin?
Prioritized. Be prioritized. Is that what you mean?
I'm saying just say which one you want to prioritize over the other.
Okay. Okay. Whoops. Wow. Something just got in the way. All right. I just sent it. It's not, the grammar is not great towards the end, but should I read it?
Sure, go ahead.
The PNB Personnel Committee requests that the PNB affirm its understanding that the committee's work regarding a hiring process for a CFO and an ED, that the hiring of a CFO be prioritized.
Sounds good.
Okay, this is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so the issue is not a hiring process. The issue is, well, I mean, obviously we can't get to a pool without using a process. So I'm not sure there's any real change in meaning there, but whatever. The end of that sentence should be, we're talking about regarding a hiring process for a CFO and an ED, comma, the hiring of a CFO will be prioritized.
Yes, but thank you.
Take out the that and insert the will before prioritized.
Okay, trying again.
I think you probably need the word in.
Uh-oh.
That in the committee's work regarding the hiring process for CFO.
Okay, sorry. Okay. May I read what I think this collective motion
is? Yes, go ahead. Please read it.
The PNB Personnel, before I email it this time, the PNB Personnel Committee requests that the PNB affirm its understanding that in the committee's work regarding a hiring process for a CFO and an ED, the hiring of a CFO will be prioritized.
Okay. Any objections to that language?
I just emailed it as final question mark.
Okay. So hearing none. We'll take that as a passed motion, replacing the other previous draft. I don't think it requires another vote to say that is the main motion. So the next thing on the agenda was an update on the
actually,
CFO.
I think it does. Michael, I'm sorry. I think you do have to do the ditto vote.
All right. So that's that motion is now the main motion. Any objections to that is the main motion? All right, hearing none. We'll pass that motion along to the PNB. So the next item on the agenda was an update on the CFO search. And maybe we should text Adrian to come on call. Or what are you still on? Is the KPFT meeting over? I heard an
No, that was from me. But I'll.
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm still on the phone call. You want to talk to Adriana?
Yeah, she's available.
Okay. Oh, then when it's RG, I would program that personal.
Hello.
Hi, Adrian. We came up in the agenda with the question of an update on the CFO search, and I was wondering if you had any information to share with the committee about that.
Well, what I want to say is that we need.
You're very muffled.
Are you hearing?
Only just. Try
yes.
to speak up.
Can you yes. hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Much better.
What I'm saying, what I was trying to tell the committee is that the PFB was almost ready to vote in the $2,000 money that we asked for, but we get short, and I hope that December 1st will be approved. We need the approval from the PNB to put the ad. That's what I was trying to tell the committee.
Okay, thank you. So that's the statement. We have to wait for that authorization to place the ads.
Okay, great. Thank you. Michael, I'd like to get on staff.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I do not recall the exact amount that was used for... never mind. Strike it. We have time. Forget it. Go ahead.
Okay, so we're sort of hanging the fire on the CFO search. I don't think we should post it to our own websites until we can also advertise it. Do people think that's correct? Or should we do the things we can do without budget?
I think we should go ahead with any free postings that we can get.
I'm sorry, could you just repeat that? It was kind of muffled.
My question was, should we go ahead with posting the CFO opening on the website and anywhere else that we can that does not require a budget, or should we wait to get the budget approval for the advertising? And Serena said she thought we should go ahead and post it wherever we can do so for free. I was asking the rest of the opinion of the committee on that question.
Do we have to get a budget? And if we do have to get a budget, can we get that at the PNB meeting, the next PNB meeting?
Yeah, Adriana, right. Adriana was on the call and said that it almost got approved at the last meeting, but we ran out of time, basically. So this $2,000 appropriation for the advertising would be on the December 1st agenda.
We should all push
yeah.
to make sure it's not
yes.
in the agenda.
But that's 2 weeks off, and so...
Isn't this something that the IED could just approve? Does the PNB have to micromanage that small of a thing? I mean, this is a real question. Because it's crazy. It's crazy that we can't, that the IED couldn't approve it.
Just a second.
Serene, go ahead.
So it is the PNB that hires the CFO, and as such, anything related to the placement of the ad or the hiring process should properly go from a committee to the PNB, not from a committee to the IED. But as I said, we can do one of two things. You know, we can all work on our friends to get it approved unanimously by email in the next 2 days, in which case we can begin right away, or we can wait 2 weeks and push to get it higher up on the agenda. I mean, I think there should be, and Lydia has talked about this before, having a consent calendar, you know, things where all of us can agree, and there are some of those. This would be a fine way to attest it. I mean, any of us can send that email tomorrow.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
So I don't remember that the committee came up with a deadline for the applications.
Well, it would be open on Hope Hill.
Right, but I don't know if the committee had decided on that. And so, anyway, and then I'd like to be on the stack.
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I move that the add the following language be added to the any advertisement of the position. If there is not currently a, if it does not already exist in the ad, I will be typing this in a minute. If it does not currently exist in the ad, that the following language be added to any advertisement with regard to the CFO position, which is to say, position is open until filled. So that if that language isn't there now, it will be by the time the ad gets to the budget issue gets to the PNB. Although, again, I don't know that that's really necessary, but let's have it. The worst that will happen is that we don't need it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Janet wants to be on the stack.
Yes, Jan Goodman.
No, yeah, okay. But Janet, what's next?
Oh, okay. No worries.
Right. Well, I wanted to be on the stack for something. You know, there's a motion on the floor, so my wanting to be on the stack was not for Serene's motion. It was for something else. So can we? I would like to respond to Serene's motion, but I'd like to then, once that's taken care of, be on the stack for something else related, but something else.
Why don't you go ahead and respond to Serene's motion now, and I'm assuming that Jan wants to speak to that also, so.
Yeah, I think that's fine, what, you know, Serene's motion, what she described. I support it.
Okay. Jan?
Serene, could you repeat your motion?
Essentially that if the language, and I'm typing it, if the language concerning a closing deadline does not exist in the current advertising that we have, that the language that says the position will be open until filled will be inserted.
Okay. I think that's fine. May I ask a question regarding...
Please.
Okay. I wanted to find out if we have to ask for permission to place it wherever we want to place these ads. Or, you know, like how much freedom does the committee have to place the ads and to word the ads? Because it's all kind of together.
I've never done a PMB search. Can someone who's done a PMB search reply?
Anyone can post the ad any place that is free. The last time that we came up with a budget, and I believe we also came up with a list of places where it should be placed, meaning, you know, whether it was paid. I think we used the LA Times the last time. I don't remember the other papers. We'll come up with a specific list of places, such as current, such as cpb.org, et cetera, because they're broadcast-related jobs. But anyone is free to place the ad anywhere as long as the correct information, the approved information, is that, you know, where it's directed. So you can't ask people to send you their resume, but you can repost the, quote, official ad that tells them where to direct those resumes.
Okay, so...
And that's anywhere.
Okay, Janet?
I'm going to rule that, excuse me, let Jan finish her question process, Janet, and then you'll be next.
Okay,
But I wanted to respond to that
information,
question.
But I just wanted
okay, hang on a second, man.
The question was are we able, as the committee, able to word the job description, however it is that we come up with, or do we have to get that approved by the PNB?
Janet, may I respond, please?
Yeah, Janet, please go ahead.
So there are two questions. One, the one about where to place the ads and all that, that we can check with what was done before with the last year's personnel committee and how that was done and all that and where that shouldn't be difficult. The other one is that the if the CFO job description is not changed from the previous job description, there's no approval that should be needed from the PNB. It's the one that we have.
Okay, great, thank you.
That's
yeah,
my
on it. Yeah, the wording of the ads generally say to look for the job description on the Pacifica website, and then the whole thing is there. We don't really put the job description in the ads. The ads are usually pretty brief, but they're sort of like, you know, chief financial officer wanted. You know, tell them where to apply. So.
Okay, thank you.
So, Janet, can I... Oh, did we finish with this motion yet?
I heard no objection. Why don't we just ask one more time? You, Jan and Janet both said they agreed with Serene's proposal. I haven't heard from Jim recently, but if there's no objection, we'll say that that's been approved.
This is Serene. I sent you guys the motion in writing.
Okay, thank you.
Would you read it?
Hang on. Sometimes these talks aren't that clever.
I can do it.
Go ahead, somebody.
All right. Moved that if language concerning CFO application deadline does not currently exist in the job description, the following be added. Open until filled.
Okay, so is any objection to that? I don't have the description in front of me. So if that language is not in there, then this is in the form of a recommendation to the PNB, right?
So, no, well, right. Can you guys hear me? Oh, okay, there.
Yeah.
Well, we can just add that along with. I don't know if we need to send that to the PNB. Actually, that's a motion for this committee because we're talking about adding that to the job description. The job description itself, as I said, I do not believe was changed. There was some clarification where at the last meeting people were talking about adding this language and that language, and then we realized that those things were already in the job description. At least that's my recollection of what happened when I was on the FDR. So I don't think
there's
the job
description. There's stuff about training and Great Plains and so on.
Right, exactly, that whole piece. So, but I don't think the description was changed. I said, yes, that's the whole piece that I was referring to. I don't think there was any change, so that the job description is the same job description that was used, and I don't see why it needs to be rediscussed. It's still the same work. You just need to find someone capable of doing it well. So this deadline
okay,
is...
So, I'm sorry. I guess, really, excuse me, I don't think open until filled ever goes in the job description. Open until filled is really in the ad. So maybe that should be corrected in the language of the motion.
Okay. I think Janet's trying to get.
Yeah, Janet, go ahead.
So I think I know this came up before, and I don't remember whether it was a CFO hire, the previous CFO hire, and there was a decision to use this language, open until filled. But I think it should belong in the job description. Because, I mean, usually a job description will say the deadline for submitting your application is blah, 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 right? And that might even be in the job description now. But because ads can say all kinds of different things, and this is something that should be across the board no matter where, what any ads say. So it should be in the job description.
Okay.
All right.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I actually agree with Michael's observation that it should be part of the advertisement, because the deadline on how to apply for a job is not what you do in the job. The job description should be just what the work entails. Any additional information about how to apply, where to apply, is part of the advertising package. So it's not really part of the job description. So I accepted and Michael's suggestion and sent in an amendment to that effect, which you should
Janet?
All
have.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I'm looking at the job description, the CFO, the last one, and the last line, I mean, it has all the different descriptions, you know, on, say, all the categories, the requirements and all that. And then at the bottom, it gives salary. And then the last thing it says is submission deadline, and it gave a date. That's in the job description itself.
This is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, I hate to repeat myself, but I'll just briefly, in the interest of moving on. It may all be contained within the same document, but a job description is just that, a description of the work that is expected of the person who takes that position. And it would not include a deadline for applying for the position. So it may all go, you know, as part of what we're telling the people, but there are subsections within that advertisement, and information about when you must apply does not affect you once you're in the position. So it's not part of your job description.
Okay, so my suggestion would be, I do see your amendment to your own motion, but I would just say, why don't we just say in the job announcement instead of the job description? And
I'll send that amendment for you, Michael.
Okay, thank you.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, assuming we vote on this, I will object. I think it needs to be in the job description. Just to let you know.
Okay. All right, so I think that my amendment then is on the floor to change the word description in Serene's language to the word announcement.
Oh, I guess I have to call the roll, huh? I can't get online, so I'll just do it by memory and in random, completely random order.
I'll do it. I'll do it. So on the question of changing the word job description to job announcement, Wesley Bethune. Are you still on the call, Wesley? Don't hear you.
Let's just keep going.
Jim Brown?
Yeah, I'm on. Yes.
Okay. Adriana,
I'm here also.
So Wesley, you are here?
Yes.
So we're voting on whether to change the word job description to the job announcement and a motion to add the language open till filled to something.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, to say announcement. Okay. Jan Goodman? I can't hear you. Janet Coburn?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Okay.
I said I felt like either way was fine. I abstain. I don't care.
Okay. Janet Coburn?
No.
Okay. Tony Norman, don't think is on the call. This is Michael Novick. I'll vote yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes, to announcement.
Okay. And Margie's not on the call, so I get 1, 2, 3, 4 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention. So I guess the amendment passes, so the motion as amended would be move that if language concerning CFO application deadline does not currently exist in the job announcement, the following be added, open until filled. Any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay, so what on it? Wesley Bethune? The motion has been
yes.
Okay, Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay, Adriana Casanova is on the call. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Tony Norman? Don't hear you. Michael Novick votes yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Margie not on the call. So I get, I think, the same vote, four yes, one no, 1 abstention. So is there any further discussion about the... so I guess, well, I did raise the question about the, well, I guess two things. Serene suggests we can try to take...
Janet, I asked to be on the stack after we finish the motion.
That's right.
May
yes,
I?
Go ahead, Janet. Yes, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I have a motion.
That's it.
I move that the committee discuss a timeline for the CFO hire process before moving on to the ED search agenda item.
Okay. Well, the question I raised sort of falls into that, so that, I think that's fine. I'll support that motion. You're saying right now.
May I just make another comment on, or a sort of a motive? Well, not really a motivation. I mean, you, Michael, had done this amazing comparison of the, there were two ED job descriptions that you had compared and did a lot of work on, and I want to appreciate that. But I think before we go there, we need to, since we agreed that the CFO hire was a priority, that we go further into the process with discussing the timeline.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Is there any objection to proceeding further to discuss the timeline? Okay, hearing none. Did you have a proposed timeline, Janet?
Well, I did at some point a couple of months back, I think, and I don't know if I can find it, but we should talk about what the different tasks will be, or the different steps would be for the hire process. So one is to get the job description advertised and posted to the PNB website, and also who's going to do these things. That's another part of it. And then there would be when applications come in? You know, where will they go? What will, you know, do we have an email address? You know, that's another issue that comes up for the, I don't know whether it would be for the ads or for the job description to send your application to blah, blah, blah. But that's still part of that process. So once the once applications come in, they then would have to be compiled and shared with the committee somehow. And then we'd have to, we would be looking at them and reviewing them and then having a meeting, I guess, to prior, you know, this would be in closed session to discuss the different applications and come up with eventually a short list or something if it comes to that, and then set up interviews and then do the interviews and for the committee, and then eventually the PNB, you know, getting the applications to the PNB and for the PNB to interview, et cetera, you know, with various meetings. So there's a lot of different steps that involve dates to be determined.
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Go ahead, Jan.
Yes, there are many, many things that have to be done. So I think that the first thing that we should do is to try to figure out what our end date would be, like when it is that we want to, you know, say meet to winnow down the candidates. And a part of that, you know, I think that ideally once we, you know, once we get started, we should be planning on looking at the applications within 2 weeks. And I'm wondering if, you know, we've said, and I think it's a good idea to say that, you know, that we will continue until the job is filled, but it brings forth the question of, do we want to tell people that we're planning, you know, that this is an immediate hire, you know, that they should get their resumes in quickly, or is that just a given that people do that? And, you know, I think in some circumstances people do immediately do it, and in others they think, well, you know, it's ongoing. Maybe I don't have to put it in right away. But in terms of our timeline, I would like to see us start interviewing people 2 weeks after we post it. And while I'm talking about that, I'd like to just put on the agenda where at least a discussion about where we want to post this and also where we want to, you know, pay for an ad.
Jim Brown.
Go ahead, Jim.
And Janet, I'd like to get back on the stack.
Okay. I think what helps us in this situation is if we know exactly when the new board will be seated, and then make sure that any date we come up with now is going to take that in consideration and go ahead and make our decision to select that date and start the ball rolling now.
This is Sue.
Okay, Janet.
Wanted to give Jim the date. Okay.
Okay. What is it?
It would be the bylaws say late January. The last Thursday in January is the 27th. So I sent a motion out today for us to discuss at our next meeting, but I would expect to be fully supported in this. And then it would be Thursday, January 27th as the first seating of the new board.
Okay. then if that's the case, we can use that date and start a process so that we will at least start to get applications in by that date. Does that make sense?
Yeah, good.
Janet was on the stack. I'm losing a little track of the thread of this conversation.
Thank you, ma'am.
May I have a request for information?
All right. What's your question, Zareem?
The point that you're waiting to make, is that related to in any way to Jim's discussion about involving the new board?
No, it's about the timeline that we're talking about.
Well, that was his point also, but okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Okay, I think Jan left it in relation to the new board question.
In relation to. Are you talking, Jan Goodman here? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that it's really crucial to have this new CFO on board as soon as possible, because we can't know anything basically about what's going on. So I would say that we should have a pool of candidates. I mean, at the very latest. I mean, I would like to see this whole thing wrapped up earlier. Like in a month. So today is November 16th. By December 16th, I don't know that we need to wait until the new board is on board. If the new board was going to be on board in December, I would say yes. But at least I think we should try to have all of our candidates in together, if we can, by mid-December, because between mid-December and the end of January, nothing happens. So I'd like to see us have a really short timeline.
This is Janet. May I please speak?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Janet.
I mean, there's no motion on the floor, and I understand, you know, this is an issue, whether to get it done before the new PNB is seated, et cetera. But I did.
Sorry, I'm going into executive session, but then here, I'm out, over and out.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Good night.
So I did find the some of the tasks that I had said I had written up in the past, and I'd like to present them. And it's basically after, I mean, I
can,
just...
I'm sorry, wait.
For the timeline,
Can you send
may
them?
May I please?
Send...
I will, but I'd like to read them first and before I... So after the job description is posted, the committee needs to formulate interview questions. That's another big task that could take time. And personnel committee interviews, PNB interviews, PNB decision. So those are the, I mean, it's basically, I said that before, so I'm sending it now. But interview questions is a whole other matter.
We have the old questions.
Okay. I
the role hasn't changed.
The
job hasn't changed.
I have myself on the deck, and I'd like to speak. I think that we need to begin the process rapidly. So I think that the timeline should start, in a sense, at the beginning rather than at the end. And I think the timeline should begin with getting an email address for people to apply to. And that should be incorporated into free announcements that include the job description on all the Pacifica websites and should be sent to all the affiliates. And I think
Janet.
That should happen tomorrow.
Janet?
Okay, I hadn't finished speaking yet. I think that I agree there are a lot of other points along the road, but I think that getting the word out to the to the public, in a sense, and to prospective candidates for the job, even if they don't have all the rest of it pinned down yet, is pretty vital. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I mean, it's all well and good to say we need to do this, we need to do that, but it really comes down, in my opinion, to that the chair needs to do what you had specified, you know, find and get a email address, unless somebody here is going to be tasked with that. But I think it something should be communicated to the personnel committee chair of about what needs to be done real quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check my email and see what you sent and see what we can do with that.
Well, what I sent doesn't have to do with what you just said, with the immediate, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay, I'm going to write up some language to the effect of what I just said. Hang on a second.